Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
And that is to praise and exalt and lift up the name.
name of our Lord, our God, our Savior, our King. I beg you to raise a hallelujah in this place right now. Hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of God. Hallelujah. We make you live and it's our hallelujah. 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 You're bringing in my problems. Hallelujah. You're bringing in my hurt and my pain. That's why I raise the hallelujah. I can't. So I'm going to say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises be unto God. Hallelujah. 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 Come on and give the Lord some praise. Come on, clap those hands, all you people. Down to God with the voice of glory. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the wonderful name of our Lord, our God, our Savior. We greet you again in the name of Jesus. And good afternoon to all of those who are joining us on Blog Talk. What an honor, what a privilege it is to worship together in the house of the Lord. Thank God for Minister Lee bringing us into the presence of the Lord with our intercessory prayer and for Mother Gloria with our devotional reading and Deaconess Robinson with our opening prayer and for our praise and worship. Do you feel a little lighter? Do you feel a little lighter? Do you feel His presence in the place? Amen. We hope those of you that are at home felt the presence of the Lord with that little praise song. Hallelujah. But God is good and He's worthy to be praised. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I say, thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. Thank you for setting me free. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing my mind. Hallelujah. Thank you for transforming my mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We owe Him another praise on today. We owe Him another praise on today. I dare you to get up on your feet and give God the highest praise. Hallelujah. And so all we want to do is reverence Him. We want to give Him the glory and the honor. We just want to give him what's due unto him. He's been so good to us. All day Monday, all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, all day Friday, all day Saturday. And now here we are on Friday. And we all in praise today.
Thank you, God.
proper response for a proper blessing. The one that's here and the one that's coming. That's a proper response, is to give God the highest praise. Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name, Jesus. We love you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. I need you to say, we love you, Lord. If you're at home, say, I love you, Lord. If you're riding your car, say, I love you, Lord. Wherever you are right now, say, Lord, I love you. Declare and decree your love for the Savior, your love for the Master. Let him know that you love him today with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind. Let your Lord know that you love him. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. He's working it out for your good. What the devil meant for evil, God meant it for my good. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to lean upon your word. For your word is what gives me strength, gives me hope. Your word is life building. And how I love you today, Jesus. Come on, just lift your hands one more time. Just give them a wave offering. God, we thank you for seeing us today. Thank you for hearing us today. Thank you for resting on us today. Thank you for dwelling with us today. Thank you for the manifestation of your divine glory in this place. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Huh. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. You give the glory, Lord. You get the honor, Lord. As we bless your name, as we give you praise. There's none like you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Come on, let's power in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Healing in the name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Deliverance in the name. Jesus, 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 all that power. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. Because Jesus is his name. Come on, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Gracious Father, we humbly come before your throne of grace, thanking you for your presence, and thanking you, oh God, for your glory. God, as we come to hear your word today, we humble ourselves. We humble ourselves before you, O God. We make ourselves available to hear a word from you today. For your word is life building. Your word is what gives us strength. Your word is what gives us hope. Your word gives us direction on how we are to live our lives every day. So God, we now present ourselves to you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable in your sight. God, that is our reasonable service. So we crucify our flesh now, that you may get the glory out of our lives. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. In thy son Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2. If you have your Sunday school book, we're on page 226. But this morning, for those of you that don't have a Sunday school book, you can go to Philippians chapter 2. For the next couple of weeks, we will be studying the book of Philippians. There's only 4 chapters. I'm hoping that you take the time to read all 4 chapters. They're short chapters, but they're powerful. They are good chapters. The book of Philippians was written to help people have a shifting of their mindset. Anybody in here need a shifting in your mindset? Yeah, because sometimes I have some speaking thinking. I can't speak for nobody else. But every now and then my thinking is a little on the wrong side. Sometimes it's a little negative. And every now and then I need to do what the scriptures say, keep my mind. Well, all the time I need to keep my mind stayed on him. Because if I don't, then those thinking thoughts will become thinking behavior. And that thinking behavior will become thinking conversation. And that thinking conversation will go hurt somebody, upset somebody, and most of all, cause me to be separated from the love of God. And so therefore, we got to keep our minds stayed on Christ. Our reading today, Philippians chapter 2. Last week, we were in chapter 1, and we learned a little bit about the church of Philippi. But I want you to write in your book today or write on your tablet, because this is an important lesson for us as we are continuing to be good stewards of the time that God has given us. I said on last Sunday that if you are still here, then there's something for us to gain. If we were to die, we would gain. But we are here. Let me back up. We are here. We are here for a purpose. And while we are here, there is something for Christ to gain. And he gains the work that we do, the ministries that we do, the talk that we do. He gains from that because God gets the glory out of everything I say, everything I do. When we die, Christ gets the glory. That's what Paul says in Philippians 1, right? So we are here for a purpose, and there are things that we are supposed to do. And I want us to get a good understanding of this lesson on today. The author of our Sunday school lesson has entitled the lesson, Jesus' Humility and Exaltation. I want to look at those two words for just a moment, humility and exaltation. Mother's always in need of a pen, y'all. Everybody got a pen? That's okay. You all right? Because I want everybody to have a pen. Write on something. Write in your Sunday school book. Write on your tablet. Take notes with your phone. All right. Amen. Because we want to get a good understanding. The Bible says, in all thy getting, get a good understanding. So don't make sense for us to have this book and not to study it. Amen. So on page 226, right there where it says humility and exhortation, there's this, I want you to write this down. Draw a line by humility and give yourself enough space so you can write. I want to show you how I do my Sunday school book. So right by that line, write this. Position of a low point. Position of a low point. Then next to that, I want you to write a modest view of oneself. That's what humility is. A modest view of oneself. I gave you the Webster's definition, and then I gave you the Bible's definition. A modest view of oneself. Then I want you to draw a line by the word exhortation. Take it to the side or take it up above. Give yourself some space to write. And then you write, to be at a higher position. To be at a higher position. The lesson aim today is to help us understand that we must have selfless behavior rather than power, and then to help us adopt Christ-like humility as our own personal lifestyle. The lesson aim today is to help us value selfless behavior rather than power, and to adopt Christ-like humility as our personal lifestyle. I want you to say, it's all about me, baby. It's all about me. This lesson is all about me today. Not about my brother, not about my sister, not about my spouse, not about my children, not about my cousins, my neighbor. It's all about me today. Come on, say it. It's all about me today. Amen. The underneath the in focus, it says, and I thought this was so good for us because all of us are going through something right now. Anybody in here not going through something? We all going through something. It says, many things come into our lives that challenges our public witness. People are watching to see if we are for real. Yeah, mother, I highlighted that in my Bible. Mine looks just like yours is looking right now. Look, y'all see my Sunday school books? I use my Sunday school books for real, for relaxation and to study. Those pictures are perfect pictures of color. See my color, Susan? Bring light to my book. Perfect way to relax is to color. Go get you some color markers, color pencils. And relax as you're studying the lesson after you've read through it. Just let it marinate in your heart and your mind. All right. So turn to page 228, or if you're in your Bible, Philippians chapter 2. We're going to do some more writing. So this definitely is a lesson today. I'm going to read it, and then I'll go back over the words that we want to captivate on. Philippians chapter 2, I'm going to start at verse 1 and read to 11. And I'm reading from, I'm not going to do that. I need my other Bible. I need a King James Version. Let me see here.
I got it right here, Mother. I just pray I don't mess up on Blog Talk so they can hear what we're saying today. Philippians chapter 2, I'm going to start reading at verse 1. As the Bible says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any vows and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Verse 3 says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Our blessing picks up at verse 5. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and being obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Verse 9 says, wherefore God also hath exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his word. Just for a few moments, I want to bring our attention to the need of having a mind-shifting experience. All of us have been going through something this week. If I was to pass this mic around, we would probably be here all day, because some of us have been through some mountain highs and some valley lows. Some of us have seen some stuff that we would never thought we would never see before. We have heard some stuff that we never thought we would heard before. Not last week, not last year, but this week. We have been through some stuff. And so it requires us now to have a mind shift. Because the thoughts that we thought yesterday aren't good thoughts, no, aren't thoughts that we need to carry us through the rest of the day. And to help us to build upon a firm foundation. Verses 2 through 11 are really divided into three sections. Underline verse 5. Underline verse 5. Go straight across and underline verse 5. Then I want you to go down and underline verse 8. I need you to show a difference. There's three different points we need to see here. So verse 8 should have a line underneath it. And then verse 11 has a line, because it's a portion of this text all by itself. So then what I want you to do, on the margin of your paper, right by your line under 11, I want you to write the word God. I want you to write God on the side of the book, the margin of the book.
Right on this side of the book, write the word God, right by verse 11.
Then when you get to verse 8, where you drew that line, write the word Jesus. 8 is Jesus. By the line under verse 8, you want to write the word Jesus. Then by the line on verse 5, underneath the verse 5, you drew a line. Now you want to write the word me, in me. Remember, I told you this was all about me today. If you would notice, what we've just done is we've shown how we build our lives. This is the foundation on which we build our lives. Me, Jesus, God. God, Jesus, me. Come on, y'all. That's how simple it is, because that's how it works. It's God, Jesus, me. Why did you do that, Pastor? Why did you show us that? Because Jesus is the model. He is how we are supposed to reflect ourselves after him. Now, Jesus and God are one. So we model ourselves because we want to become in the form of God, and the form of a servant, which is Jesus. All right, go back.
to verse 5. I'm on verse 5. I'm almost done. The word let. You need to highlight that. Let. Highlight the word let. Why? Because that is a call to action. That is a command. The word let means I am supposed to be doing something with this lesson. I am supposed to be doing something with these verses. Let means to allow. In 1972, the United Negro College Fund came out with this slogan. They coined this slogan, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Now, their intentions were for black children to go to black colleges and get a good education. But today, this mind that we're looking at has nothing to do with us getting an education, has nothing to do with us getting status, being able to make more money because you got degrees behind your name. This mind that we're talking about is the mind that's going to help usher us into the kingdom of God. This mind will help us see whether we're going to heaven or hell. This mind. Mind. The mind reflects who we are. Draw a line underneath or on top of your word mind. And then put the mind reflects who we are. Scripture says, so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So the mind is not necessarily your brain. We got to understand this because in psychology, they want us to believe that it's the brain that does, I mean, the brain does work. It does have its function, but it's the heart that helps us to live right, to be right, to esteem each other, and to love each other, and to encourage each other, and to help each other. It's the heart. The heart. And really, when you think about it, the heart is the mind. So let is a command. And we're going to allow our mind, our heart and soul to be in Christ Jesus. Now, what does that mean? Verses 6 through 8 talks to us about Jesus. Jesus was divine and human. Okay? Divine means he was of God, and human means he walked around the earth like you and I did. When it came time to eat, he ate. When it came time to get tired, he took a nap. When people made him mad, he acted out. Don't tell me turning over tables ain't acting out. Turning over the tables is acting out. When his friend Lazarus died, he cried. He was human, just like you and I. But the other thing about him, he was God. He was part God, part human. So here we find Jesus being in the form of God. Well, what is the form of God? Having all power, having all knowing, all seeing, all hearing. He's everywhere at the same time. He is all powerful. He can do what nobody else can do. But he did not think that he was greater than God. It says here in the Bible, thought it not robbery to be equal. He knew he wasn't God. He knew he didn't have. He was with God when God said, let there be light. But he didn't get no relief until Jesus incarnated him, until God incarnated Jesus in Mary. But he was there at the beginning. So he knew the plan. He knew the intention of God. So he had the form of God. Then it says, but. Verse 7. You need to capitalize, highlight the word but. We know that but cancels out what was said before, right? So what was it? What was it that he canceled out? That he wanted us to understand, even though I didn't think that I was God, I don't have all control, because I don't even know when I'm going back to get y'all. Only God knows that. What did he do? He said, made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant. Now, if we are to be Christ-like and have the mind of Christ, then we are to realize we are not God. We don't have no heaven or hell to put nobody in. We cannot speak a life or death over nobody. Well, I mean, the power of life and death is in the tongue. But we have to be careful of what we do say. But we don't have no control over it. Because we can speak a thing and God can say not so. We can speak a thing and God say release it. So he took on the form of a servant, and he made himself in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. He was obedient, even obedient to the death of the cross. Now, we can never undergird what Jesus did on the cross. We will never be able to allow somebody to beat us, spit on us, then take us and lay us on a cross, stretch our hands out and put nails in our hands and nails in our feet. We would die after the second lash. Because we're not used to that. Now, our ancestors, them Kizzy and Kunta Kinte, they learned how to endure that. We from whips. Because if you show me the whip, I'm running. I cringe when I see it on TV. We could never take that punishment. We could never take that. But Christ did. And he did it not just for me, but he did it for all of us. And if we are going to have the mind of Christ, then we need to figure out, how can I unselfishly love my brothers and sisters like Christ loved me? We're not asking to give up our life, our physical life, but the life of our flesh. Well, Pastor, what does that mean? Well, if they made you mad yesterday and they made you mad again on today, that does not give you the right to cuss them out tomorrow. This is that sacrificial love. This is you humbling yourself. Come on now. We don't want to be like Nebuchadnezzar. He would not humble himself, and God humbled him. Had him out in the wilderness acting crazy, acting like the wild animal. So we need to humble ourselves. Look at what happened in verse 9. I want you to highlight wherefore. I hope that you all on Blog Talk are able to follow along with us. I hope this is helping somebody. Amen. Verse 9, the word therefore, wherefore, means therefore. As a result of the mind of Christ, God did something. Y'all hear that? As a result of the mind of Christ, as a result of Christ taking on the form of God, as a result of Christ taking on the form of a servant, as a result of Christ being obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross, God exalted him. When we humble ourselves, God will exalt us. Then look what he did. He said, and then he gave him a name. We were just singing about the name of Jesus. Oh, how precious is the name of Jesus that washes sin white as snow. Oh, how precious Jesus. But at the name of Jesus, you need to highlight this every. I don't care what the atheist has said in his home. He's going to one day bow down. I don't care what the drunk man said in his heart. He's going to one day bow down on his knees. Why not bow down here? When it's something that you choose to do on your own free will and accord. Why you going to have to wait until Jesus come back? It's going to be too late then. But every knee shall bow. Everything in heaven, all the angels, 24 elders, Paul and Silas, Mom and them, come on. They all going to bow down because they in heaven. And then the things on the earth, y'all with me? Everything on the earth is going to bow down.
The George Bushes, the Donald Trumps, the Ronald Reagan, the Obama, Barack Obama, the Oprah Winfrey's, Bill Gates, everybody on the earth is going to bow down. Then look who else is going to bow down. Everything under the earth. Everything is going to bow down at the name of Jesus. The next verse says, every tongue shall confess. What is that tongue going to confess? Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. When you know who he is, you have no other choice but to confess. He is my way maker. He is not my regulator. He is my harvester. He is my joy in the midst of sorrow. Jesus Christ is my all in all. He's my will in the middle of the will. He's my way out of nowhere. He's my strong power. He's my deliverer. Jesus Christ, he's my healer. He is my help. Jesus Christ. Gotta know who he is. When you know who he is, you're gonna confess. But this is the good thing about it. Even those that profess not to know him gonna confess. Those that walk around and say they ain't no God, one day they're gonna have to say, oh God, I fell down before you. Oh God, I give you glory and honor. When we humble ourselves, when we have the mind of Christ, when we take on the form of a servant, when we live in the image and the form of God, God will exalt us. When God exalts us, can nobody pull us down. People put themselves on pedestals every day. But they keep living, they're going to eventually fall down. But when God exalts us, he makes us great within it. Him. He begins to get the glory and the honor out of everything we say and do. First Peter chapter 5, verse 6. James chapter 4 and 10. On page 229, underneath number 2, those last, right above it says, search the scripture. That's where I'm at.
It says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in what? Due time. Due season. His time is not our time. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. James says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. My brothers and sisters, if you don't hear nothing else today, you need to hear that we need to have a mind shift that we may humble ourselves, that God will move on our behalf like he can't nobody else move. How do we liberate this lesson? We start by being humble. Humility is not valued or praised in society. Among the rich and the famous, those who have given themselves to humility and service seem to get little attention. But those who have earned a reputation for arrogance or self-absorbance often become the star of attention. This is all the more reason why the Christian community must understand who we are and whose we are. Our calling as disciples is to follow our leader and fashion ourselves to be like Christ as much as we can. Our efforts are to do this will and not expect praises from each other. Whatever we do, whatever we say, must be pleasing in the sight of God. It's for God we live, for God we die. The heart is deceitful, saints. Jeremiah tells us that. Jeremiah 7:2-9. But if we keep our minds stayed on him, well, Pastor, what do I need to do? I need to wake up in the morning reading the word of God. On my lunch break, I need to be reciting what I read earlier that morning. When I get home in the evening before I go to bed, I need to be reading the word of God. And then I need to pray, Lord, when I read, let it marinate in my mind that I would not only hear it and see it and read it, but do it. Let me speak your word. Every now and then, you need to just have a God conversation and just talk about the word. Girl, do you know what I read this morning? I've been sharing my devotional reading with my family from the book of Philippians. Proverbs. From the book of Proverbs, I've been reading Proverbs. And every morning I share just a little bit about it. Every now and then we need to have some God conversation. Don't always have to talk about the weather. Don't always have to talk about the newest fashion. Don't always have to talk about what's going on in the community. Every now and then have a God conversation. The only way we're going to keep our minds stayed on him. And he promised us he would keep us in perfect peace. Come on, let's stand to our feet as we pray the prayer of faith over each other. As we continue to encourage each other, as we continue to be helpers one to another, let us remember that God is our help, God is our strength, and all we have to do is lean on him for what we need. His word is like building. His word, Jesus, guides us. It's his word that keeps us. And so if we want to have a mind-shifting experience, I want to encourage you to read the book of Philippians. Don't stop till you get to chapter 4. And you don't have to sit down and read it. You can let your phone read it to you. You can let the computer read it to you. You can let the TV read it to you. We all got Google or Alexa. Or I'm not going to say the other one because my phone is not going to do it. But we all have devices that can read it to us. So why are you sitting down and not doing nothing or feed your
you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. Because that's what the word of God does. It blesses us. Let's stand, let's stand. God, we thank you for your presence that we have experienced in this place today. We thank you, Father, for the visitation of your Holy Spirit and the manifestation of your glory that came in this room. And God, I pray that those that are at home today, they felt your power, they felt your presence, they received the healing, they, Father, felt encouraged and in a way that they, too, can say, I've been in the presence of the Lord all day long. So, Father, as we prepare to leave this worship experience, help us to humble ourselves. Help us to live in the image of God. Help us to have the mind of Christ. Help us to take on the form of a servant. And then stand back and see the result of what we've done. To give you glory and honor, and to give you praise. Your word tells us that you will exalt us in your time. You may not come when we want you to, but Lord, you're always on time. And so we give you praise now for due time, on time. And we praise you, we bless you. God, I pray for those that are struggling with this word on today, because they're thinking in their mind, I can't humble myself. Because the people I live around, if I humble myself, they'll start to bully me. They'll start to take advantage of me where I work. But God, greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. So help us, Father, to humble ourselves, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways. You promised you would hear from heaven. You promised you would heal the land. So we love you today. We give you the highest praise. And we give you the glory. Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us, hence now and forevermore. Father, before we hang up the phone or before we dance out the door, I just want us to pause for a moment to recognize the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and all the work that he did for civil rights. As I prayed last night, I pray again today for his children that are here carrying out the legacy. Bless Martin the Third, bless Dexter, and bless Pastor Bernice. Bless the grandchildren, Father. Bless the nieces and the nephews, Father, that are carrying out the legacy of Dr. May we remember the work that he did, and may we continue to give of our time, our talent, and our treasure to care about our beloved community. For we know that a church without a community and a community without a church is unacceptable. And Father, we ask that you would touch our beloved community today. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Because I know our brothers and sisters in the Bay Area are flooding. I know that our brothers and sisters in the South are looking out for hurricanes and tornadoes. The beloved community needs you. The city of Portland is daily rattled with gunfire. God, we need you. So we ask, Lord, that you would stir up the spirit of Dr. King, raise up leaders that will lead the beloved community and our city officials to love mercy, to do justly, and to walk humbly before our God. It's in our son Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen. Be blessed, family. We love you all today. Have a blessed day.
Oh, my, my. I I'd like to take a little time out to thank God for the many blessings he's given me. When I look back over my life and I see where he brought me from, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Let me tell you, woke up this morning, got out of my bed. I looked around, here's what I said. Thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed. You put a roof up over my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day. All these blessings you sent my way. You see, I could have been dead in some lonesome grave, but you told, oh death, you told it to get back and behave.
I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I can count on God, he won't let me down. He always do just what he said. Pain and suffering, he brought me through. Arms wide open, he always welcomed you. I've been blessed in so many ways. I just want to lift my hand and give God
my legs, and I can walk. I got my tongue, y'all, and I can talk. Even the air that I receive. I got my lungs, and I can breathe.
When I look around, I can see all the blessings he's given to me. Bless my family, and they do. When I can't see my way.